Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you're listening around the world, a very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. I go through every EV article, so you don't have to. My name is Martin Lee. This is your EV News Daily for Thursday, the 5th of April, 2018. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk about Podpoint joining up with Mitsubishi, Norway reaching new sales records, Trump's trade tariffs affecting EVs, and why electric cars are just not butch enough for New Zealand men. But first of all, I start with an email from one of our listeners, Mark Fletcher, who listens in California, listens on TuneIn in his car, and sent me a message. Hi Martin, I listen to the podcast on my way to work, and yours is always the first. For the last couple of days, there's been a lot about Tesla, and I do like to hear about all other EVs out there. Keep up the hard work. Thanks, says Mark. Well, first of all, let me correct you. This isn't hard, and it's certainly not work, but I get what you're saying. Look, for one reason or another, there's been so many big Tesla stories that it's been top of the agenda every day. So let's put that straight and talk about some other things. In fact, it's been a crazy day for good news EV stories. Even this time last year, this would have been a week's worth of stories. Just shows how much is going on in electric cars. So I've been through everything I could find today. I've narrowed it down, but I literally can't get it below 12 stories that I want to go through with you. So, a bit like Sesame Street, let's count them up together and see if we can get to 12 or if I run out of time. Well, number one, and the first story to talk about today, a lot happening in the last day with the Nissan Leaf. Now, according to Pedro, who writes in Portugal for Push EVs, to convince customers to maintain their current orders, Nissan has increased the prices for the Leaf in Europe. Now, that's true in Portugal, by the look of it. The base model Ascenta has gone up from €28,700 to €30,150. That's an increase of €1,450 overnight, according to the Speak EV forum here in the UK. One of the users, JHRC, said, I was informed by the salesman that the prices for the Leaf would increase on the 3rd of April. And on their website, a Tecna is now £900 dearer. I ordered my Tecna 2 weeks ago, made a good saving on the price. Delivery is due on July the 11th. Well, another user on SpeakEV called Mike Proctor, he replied, tongue firmly in cheek, I think. Well, it makes sense they put the price up, really. Now Nissan have suddenly added the extra feature of throttled rapid charging. Yes, thank you, Mike, for that. Ouch. But going back to the Push EVs article, it says this. With this strategy, Nissan seems more worried about keeping current orders than getting new ones. Considering that by now there are more than 20,000 orders for the Leaf in Europe, this might be a smart strategy. This way, customers who already ordered the new Leaf get the feeling that they've got a great deal and forget any possible rapid charging issues. And to end the quote there, look, I don't think this has got anything to do with the whole rapid charging thing that's been going around for a couple of weeks. I think it's more than likely it's something like currency rates or a planned increase to give early adopters a cheaper deal, or simply to put it on sale at one price, get all the headlines, which Nissan did, saying, hey, they're selling the new Leaf even cheaper than the old Leaf. And there was always a plan to hike the price, you know, 3 or 4 months in. There's no hard evidence that this is about dissuading people from cancelling their existing orders due to some kind of internet discussion that's floating around about slow charge speeds. It would be a weird thing to do, to across the board coordinate a massive car company to coordinate with all of your individual countries within Europe, and possibly this is worldwide, I don't know, to increase the price by a few hundred pounds or euros or dollars just because a couple of stories about charge speeds? No, I don't agree with that. I think this is something else entirely, probably entirely planned. And by the way, a quick podcast thank you to Neil Archer, who listens to the audio that we put up on YouTube. One day we might even do a weekly roundup of this in Vision and do a proper YouTube video, if I get time. But for now, it's a podcast audio on YouTube. And Neil very helpfully left a comment on YouTube to point out the charging speed discussion online has now been recognised by Nissan, and they're talking to the individual owners who have raised the issue, if it is an issue. Neil asked me a couple of weeks ago why I hadn't discussed it on the podcast, and I kind of skirted around the issue. The short version of it is this. I didn't have any proof that it really existed. All I'd seen at that point is a video on YouTube with JP from EcoCars, who knows what he's talking about, saying there was a problem with rapid charging, or several rapid charges on the third one that you do in succession. Then fully charged repeated it, along with Transport Evolve, but still, I hadn't seen it firsthand. Now, look, a little bit of background, just for 30 seconds. My day job, I have to have quite a lot of legal training to be a broadcaster in the UK, and I didn't fancy repeating what was potentially, at the time, libelous defamatory comment. Now, why is the original person from EcoCars allowed to make a claim about faulty or misbehaving cars when I'm not, you might think? Well, that's a reasonable question. Well, if Jonathan from EcoCars was telling the truth and he can prove that it's in the public interest, then as much as companies might not like you raising their deficiencies, anybody, if they're telling the truth and it's in the public interest, is entitled to make claims. It's called making honest comment, right? That's what is the free speech, effectively, the laws in this country. Anyway, the thing is, even though I trust his superior knowledge on EVs in bucket loads, I don't quite trust him enough not to land myself in court. And if he was saying something that was potentially untrue, and I've never met Jonathan, all I was watching was a YouTube video and then Robert Llewellyn on Fully Charged and then all the other videos. If what he was saying in the original video was a lie, Nissan could not only have sued him, but sued me as well for damaging their reputation. Because you are governed by the laws of the country that you're in. And I record this in the UK. I'm governed by UK law. And there's no defence in court to say, I was just repeating what Joe Blogg said, Your Honour. That's not a legal defence. Even if somebody else said it and you repeated it, you are as liable to them to a claim. Now, would me have been talking about it on the podcast if it was a lie? Have caused them serious harm? Probably not. We have a few thousand listeners on this podcast. There's much bigger YouTube channels like Fully Charged, but it is a risk. And I erred on the side of just sticking to the letter of the law. So that's why I held back. Purely selfish reasons. And I don't know anybody with the new Leaf, so I couldn't test it myself. The same goes for social media as well. It's why I haven't mentioned it on there, because there is an explosion in people being sued for what they write on Twitter. People think they are in some way immune because it's Twitter and Facebook. You're not. So I stayed well clear of it. It turns out that Nissan have pointed to their documentation, their disclaimer, if you like, which is there in black and white, which says about their charging, it is time dependent on charging conditions. This is what Nissan say, including quick charging type, condition, battery temperature and size, as well as ambient temperature at the point of use. So I think that explains it. It doesn't say that you might get half speed, but it is a disclaimer, and it does quite clearly say we don't guarantee 50 kilowatts every single time. However, look, I have a ton of sympathy with those Nissan Leaf owners from the 24 kilowatt hour battery era who have rapid charged all day long and now have a 40 and it charges slower. That's frustrating. It's an expensive frustration as well, right? And I have a lot of sympathy for new Leaf owners who perhaps read a car website or a review, did all their research on it like you would before spending that much money, and all these articles said, oh, it charges at 50 kilowatts, and then they got the car and it might not every single time. That is enormously frustrating. Look, let's turn it to some positive news for the new Nissan Leaf. Auto Trader have named it as one of their must-test drive cars. Judges praised its updated interior, the driver-focused technology and advanced safety features. As for most recent sales of the new Nissan Leaf, well, Inside EVs and their excellent sales tracker point out Nissan's finally got the ball rolling in the US. The 2018 Leaf production and inventory is up. Deliveries soared in February, but only due to several months of non-existent sales. The numbers are up significantly in March as well, with 1,500 Leafs sold, a 1.5% increase from last year of 1,478. In comparison to last month's 895 deliveries, an heroic effort. Okay, that's the Nissan Leaf covered off. On to our second story. And if you want to see a country embracing EVs, then it's Norway, with significant financial investments and incentives. It's leading the way per capita. 8,034 passenger plug-ins registered last month in March in 2018. That's up 72% year on year at a record of 55% market share, which is incredible. Almost 56% market share. BEVs were 5,362, plug-ins 2,672. The best-selling car for the entire month, Yep, that was the new Nissan Leaf with 2,120 72 sales. That is 41% of all pure electric cars being sold last month. Almost half of all EVs was the new Nissan Leaf in Norway. That's 15%, by the way. 15, 1, 5, of all market share. Okay, it's a tiny market with about 14,000 monthly sales, but it is kind of a microcosm of what could happen where you are living and listening to the podcast sooner or later. Right, third up, story three. And I wouldn't call myself a regular reader of World Cargo News website. It's quite a specialist website. But I did notice a lovely battery story on there, which said this: Stena Line is going to be the first Swedish ferry operator to operate a ferry with zero emissions while berthing and in port. The initial stage of the retrofit employs plug-in hybrid technology that charges with shore power and draws on battery power for bow thrusters and manoeuvring when berthing in port. The ultimate goal is for Stena Jutlandia, or Landica, to operate fully on a battery power, requiring 50 megawatt hours of stored energy for the 3.5-hour trip across the Kattegat. Shore power from clean energy sources, also an important focus area. Well, our fourth story is all to do with that man, Donald Trump. And I'll just say, dear Americans listening today, the rest of the world are very confused by Donald Trump. The new trade tariffs to be imposed included electric batteries on the list. But EV buyers have been told not to worry. Because of this quote, any impact on EV battery supply would be minimal to nil, says the UBS analyst Lachlan Straw. He says it is lithium iron rechargeable cells, the ones that largely go into EVs, and that would be okay. I'm not so sure I agree with that. I mean, he might be an expert, and I'm certainly not. But after all, China is using electric cars and lithium-ion batteries to become a leading force in the world of transport going forward. Now, whether the Chinese make an 18650 cell for a laptop or an 18650 cell for a car, because that's what goes in the Model S and X, right? Not made in China, but it's the same cell. How do you know where that's going to end up? Is it going to be a laptop battery or is it going to be an EV battery? There's no difference. So maybe I'm missing something. It doesn't make sense to my tiny brain. All right, story number five. We're cracking through these today. How long have we been going? Almost 10 minutes? Oh, blimey. No longer than that. I need to hurry up. Right, now we rarely go to New Zealand for the podcast, so let's rectify that. A new survey has revealed that blokes in New Zealand won't buy an EV because it might dent their macho image. One EV owner reported promoting the climate-friendly cars each weekend at a farmer's market and typically found that tech-savvy youngsters and mums were into electric cars in New Zealand. They wanted a safe, practical, cash-saving car, and they were totally on board with EVs. But they said that when they talked to the dads and doing their market research, one quote was this: "No noise, no smell, no oil. No mess. How can this be good?" Look, New Zealand men, if you do need a big, brash, loud car to drive, I do wonder what else you're compensating for. All right, story number six. We're halfway through. Car magazine in the UK has driven the new London electric black cab from LEVC. It's a company owned by Geely, China's Geely. They have Volvo fame. Well, highlights of this article from Car magazine were things like that it features both a CCS and CHAdeMO charging socket either side of the grille. The LEVC stores its 23 kilowatt hours of batteries. And I hadn't heard how big that battery was. And I've been wondering. 23 kilowatt hours of batteries up front with the driver. The passengers have more room as possible at the back. It's essentially a Volvo. The screen inside, in the cab, is in a different place. And you're in a commanding driving position. But every display runs Sensus. That's the infotainment system used in current Volvo models. And it is strikingly similar to what you would find in anything from an XC40 to the V60 Volvo. At £55,000, the TX is much more expensive than other diesel cabs, but it should cost £400 a month less to run, and it requires less servicing too. Right, story number seven, and Podpoint are hooking up with Mitsubishi Outlander's ZapMap here in the UK, a resource to find your nearest charger. I've reported that Podpoint and Mitsubishi Motors have agreed a three-year deal that'll see the EV charge point provider become the preferred supplier for the manufacturer of the UK's most popular plug-in vehicle, the Outlander PHEV. Well, the new deal is going to see Pod Point install charging units for Mitsubishi's retail and fleet customers. Eric Fairburn, the CEO of Pod Point and the founder, said this: Mitsubishi Motors has been an instrumental in bringing plug-in hybrid vehicles to the mass market. The Mitsubishi Outlander plug-in hybrid EV was significantly ahead of its time and really set the bar in terms of plug-in hybrid technology. It's fantastic to be working with the manufacturer of Europe's best-selling PHEV. And of course, we are further excited about future electrified vehicles that Mitsubishi will bring to the market. End quote. Interesting tease at the end. Well, Dean Asplin is the product planning manager of Mitsubishi, and he said this: the Pod Point team impressed us with their knowledge of the market, the quality of their products, including the capabilities of the Open Charge app, and their commitment to customer service. We're looking forward to working with them. End quote. All right, four more to go. Story number eight. And a quick mention for Ford, which has started a teaser campaign yesterday for the new generation of the legendary and very well-selling Focus. Clearly, the Focus enormously important to Ford's bottom line. Now, of course, there is the strange old Focus EV with specs that won't set the world alight. The new fourth generation Ford Focus unveiled in 5 days' time on April the 10th, on sale later this year as a 2019 model year. As for whether it'll be an EV or a hybrid, your guess is as good as mine. Ford have been talking a very good game lately on electrification, but haven't done much. There's a phrase: all mouth, no trousers. Don't know who said that. One of my relatives, my old uncles, used to say all mouth, no trousers. A strong EV and hybrid Focus would really give them a reputation, make a massive statement of intent for Ford as well. If they release it in 5 days' time, here's the electric version, here's the plug-in, here's the hybrid, nothing to worry about. If it's a case of them saying, hey, there'll be a hybrid in a couple of years or 18 months or we'll announce one, that's a sign that they are a long, long way behind everybody else. Come on, Ford. We need you to catch up. We love you. Well, story number nine, Germans love EVs at the moment. A record-breaking month for EVs and plug-in EVs in the home of VW, of BMW, of Mercedes-Benz. In Germany, lots being sold. Almost 4,000 electric cars sold in Germany last month alone. That's up 75% on February. 3,000 plug-in hybrids were sold, up 35% on the previous month. And talking of European sales, well, the UK will get its sales data today on the 5th of April. So that will be on tomorrow's show. Well, Ferrari said they will never electrify. Maybe until now. According to The Week newspaper, an unusual Ferrari development car with a completely silent powertrain just got spied during a test at the company's normally private Fiorano test track. That's where they do the Formula One testing as well. Well, when they could. In a video posted by the YouTube user Pure Performance, a Ferrari 488 test mule, so that was the body, but something underneath, we don't know, was stationary on the track, and for a few seconds, it silently accelerated away out of frame. Now, whilst the footage might hint at a possible all-electric model, Auto Express say that the test mule could just be trialling new hybrid systems. I expect it to debut on Ferrari's SUV in the future. Well, story number 11, and Tesla's defections continue, and they've got some solar joy as well. Let's start with the happy news. Clean Technica has picked up on several reports on Twitter of Tesla's solar roof being installed over the last few days, mainly around Fremont in California to start with. Their report says, all of the installs we found bundled with solar roof tiles and Tesla's Powerwall residential energy storage product, with one home featuring three Powerwalls. That's enough for the average American home to run off-grid for 3.5 days with no charging or any solar power. One customer commented that the Tesla installers were, I quote, amazing to work with, and that the solar roof tiles were available faster than the Model 3 they ordered. Well, Tesla's smartphone app, if you've got some Tesla products, will allow you to view your solar production and your consumption and the energy flow from various sources with the different units. For owners with a Tesla vehicle, the Powerwall and the roof tiles, and it all works together, will display the units that you've used and have generated and all those kind of things. For more, read the article on Clean Technica. I must add that here in Northern Europe, we don't have air conditioning turned on, really, or HVAC systems. I just checked my app, and our house uses an average 4 kilowatt hours of electricity a day at this time of year. In April, it's spring, it's getting warm, mainly for lighting and laundry and things like that, like the TV. Admittedly, we do have a very energy-efficient house, and the heating, when it's turned on, is gas heating. If I had 3 power walls, I could run off grid for 11 days. And even with 1 power wall, I'd be good for 3.5 days. All right, staying with Tesla and an electric report that Volkswagen have poached a very senior Tesla engineer in charge of the Model S and Model X programs. Tesla's Matthew Renner is going to be joining the company as Vice President of Volkswagen North American Region, steering the MEB, the Modular Electrification Toolkit line. That's VW's modular system for their electric cars. The MEB platform is the thing that you've seen, like the VW ID, which looks like a Golf. Definitely not a Golf. Looks like a Golf. That's going to be the platform for all of theirs and all the VW group cars about that size. He was a long-termer at Tesla as well. Big loss. Having been there since 2003, Matthew said in a LinkedIn article, "I'm honoured to join the Volkswagen family. Electrification is a mission close to my heart, and I'm excited for this new adventure with VW." End quote. And, you know, that's a good thing for VW, because we all love Tesla. Well, most people love Tesla. But VW can make a lot of cars when they turn their mind to it. And the fact they've got someone so senior, so experienced in making electric cars is a very, very good sign that they are putting their money where their mouth is and actually doing something about it as well. Big hire and a very good thing for VW, a good thing for electric cars in general, in my opinion, as he's going to bring a lot of experience to making a lot of very high quality VWs. All right, final story. We made it to the end. You should get a medal for listening this far. But I told you there was a lot going on in the last 24 hours. Finally, a big, big order for Workhorse and their brand new EV delivery truck, an order worth $7 million. US dollars, according to Dwayne Hughes, the Workhorse president and COO. He said these all-electric vehicles are being deployed by a major delivery company in the San Diego area, but declined to say who it was. Like Workhorse range-extended trucks, the all-electric trucks are powered by Panasonic batteries. They've got a 100-mile range. They offer significant fuel and maintenance savings and provide uncompromised fleet performance. And I will end the quote there, and I will end the podcast there as well. I would love to spread the word about electric cars if you can. Share this with one person or more who might be interested. Listen to every previous episode of the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, TuneIn, and the blog at evnewsdaily.com. Someone asked me today on email, one of our listeners, about Stitcher. Let me investigate. You can subscribe if you want to. It's free, which means you get them first and automatically. And it would mean a lot if you could take 2 minutes just to rate and review, maybe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. I know it's a faff and everybody asks. And if you've just got 2 minutes, a little star rating, a couple of words would be brilliant. If you have an Amazon Echo, download our Alexa skill. Search EV News Daily in your Amazon app, and you can add it as a flash briefing. Come and say hi on Twitter, at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.